You'll take your bulletins. Just a couple of announcements to highlight. As we look at the events of today, there is no chosen Bible study. For some of us, it's a very significant game. For others, it's just a Sunday. But the youth group will be coming together this afternoon about 5:30 for their Super Bowl party. And they just asked that those that are coming would bring a snack to share. And if you know what snack that might be, you could always let the youth sponsors, Tyler Hahn, Mitch Van Zee, or Charlie Harkin, of what you might be bringing. Also, as we look at the other announcements in the bulletin, updating our list of volunteers for the meal ministry. And if you would like to be a part of that, please either send a text or call my wife. The phone number's there, or through a private message on Facebook. That way we keep that organized and making sure those who'd like to volunteer have an opportunity to. And then some events coming up farther down the road in March. At the end of March is Sunshine's Mega Teen Retreat for those 7th through 12th grade. This year, we'll have a little more apologetic, the defending of our faith. But that opportunity, it's going to be a Friday and a Saturday. It's been shortened from years past. But then that Sunday, the 26th, we will have Frontier's music team with us. They will be assisting in the music program at the Megateen Retreat, and so they will also stay over another night and will be with us that Sunday morning. One of our own, Taylor Michaelis, is a part of that group, and so the opportunity to hear from them and be ministered to by them. Also, coming up this Saturday is the men's breakfast. All men are invited to come. 8 a.m., Lord willing, is when we'll serve. And dads, if you want to bring your sons, that's perfectly great, the opportunity of fellowshipping together. And so that's coming up this Saturday. Are there any other announcements that I have not highlighted? This morning, our call to worship comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 16. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals, turn to number 441, Take Time to Be Holy. Let's stand and sing together, 441. Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Much time spent in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Let him be thy guide. And run not before him, whatever betide. In joy or in sorrow, still follow thy Lord. And looking to Jesus, still trust in his word. Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitted for service above. Take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them this morning.
Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation, before God. One of the things I know that we can be praying about is that there are several individuals that aren't feeling well. One of them is Pastor Jason, as well as Terry Augsburger. If you noticed that he wasn't manning his post either. It is nice to know you're missed, but we do pray for those that aren't feeling well, that we will get healthy. April Haig has a couple boys that are ill as well. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, June.
We have, well, we're back and feeling better. That's the part of good. Well, the big thing is we found out we've got another great grandbaby coming up in August.
So Ron and June are grateful to be back, and we are grateful to have all of them here, as well as Ron's surgery this past week went well, and they have another great grandbaby coming in August.
Sierra is the mom.
Sierra is the mom, and child is to be determined of what name it will be. Well, as a parent, I know keeping that a secret is always hard. Other requests or praises? Yeah, Brian.
We head off to Mayo tomorrow for a week of testing for neighbors. We just ask for your prayers.
So, is Deb, are you going as well? Okay, all three, Brian, Deb, and Nathan, heading up to Mayo's tomorrow, and we'll be praying for the testing that's ahead. And also, nice to see the update that you all made it to the game. You shouldn't wait until another 30 plus years to go back, even though Frost Arena will, they went to the basketball game last night. Frost Arena will have a different name if you wait 30 plus years. In fact, probably in the fall it'll have a different name. But it was good to see you guys getting out, and we'll be praying for your travels as well as the testing. Charlie. And Charlie, what is John's wife's name?
Michelle.
Michelle. So Charlie's brother, John, and his wife, Michelle, have been expecting, and they'll be are scheduled for a C-section on the 15th. And I believe they're anticipating a boy. That's what I keep track of on Facebook. But we'll be praying for John and Michelle. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we have come into worship and understanding that when we come together, it doesn't make this gathering any more unique in your eyes, but it's unique in ours, in that it's the picture of what one day we will have, but we will be face to face with you. Father, you are truly separate from us, and yet you have chosen to stay and remain active in your creation, so much so that when Adam and Eve sinned, and turning their back on you, you pursued them. And throughout all of history, we see how you pursue us. In fact, you sent your Son to seek and to save those who are lost. And we can come today knowing that our sins have been forgiven through the work of Christ on the cross, that there is a relationship available through belief in you. I thank you that is a reason we come together, for we celebrate on this Sunday, as every Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus. And Father, help us to live in light of that reality, that Jesus is on the throne, and that he rules and reigns in our hearts, and we have been called to be his representatives, to be salt and light. Father, I thank you that we can come together to remind each other through song and through prayer, even in the fellowship of giving and through listening to your word, to be impacted by you and to impact one another. Thank you that we can start our week off dedicating it to you. We lift up these prayer requests and these praises. We're grateful for Ron and June and Bob being back with us. There are several others that have not made it today because of illness. We ask, as the great physician, you would heal, that you would continue to heal Ron as going through his cataract surgery and the anticipation of another one. Father, we also lift up Sierra and her baby, that you would give them health through the pregnancy. And we're grateful for and the opportunity of Ron and June being great grandparents again. Father, we also lift up Brian and Deb and Nathan as they head to Mayo's tomorrow, that you would give them safety in their travels. We always know this time of year that can be a bit dicey with the distance traveled. But also we pray for wisdom for the doctors, for insight in the testing, that you give Nathan patience with the process. And we truly ask that you continue to heal Nathan. Thank you for just where he has come from and how you have walked with them each day. Father, we also lift up John and Michelle as they also anticipate a new arrival. Pray for safety in the delivery, for health for both mom and baby, and that you would give them wisdom as parents in the addition to their family. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity of ministering to families. We lift up our Club Rock opportunities that we have with the students that come, that you would help prepare the hearts of those that we minister to, for our volunteers, that you would bless them for their sacrifice of their time and their energy and gifts. And we just ask that our students would truly be impacted by the gospel of Christ. We also lift up our youth group. We're thankful for the volunteers that have stepped up and volunteered of their time, and for the opportunity tonight for a more fun event. We just pray that their fellowship together would be great. Father, we also lift up the ministries that we support as a church. Pray for Grace and Stephen May, for her work that you've entrusted to her at KU and the surrounding schools, being a mentor and a coach and a teacher to other individuals that are involved with Navigators. Help her to have insight into what you're doing, in the work of these that she works with, and continue to pray for her health as well as for their family's health. Father, we also lift up the upcoming Megateen event at Sunshine, thankful for the opportunity for teens all across our state to be able to come apart, and just ask that you would speak to them, for all the individuals involved, for the speaker, for the ministry team from Frontier, that you would use them mightily. And Father, we are grateful for the country that you've allowed us to live in. We continue to pray for our leaders, that you would give them wisdom, that they would seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And if that's not the case, that you would draw alongside of them advisors, those that know you, to provide a witness. Father, we're grateful for Jarvis Wythe being with us today and the opportunities you give him in our state capitol, and for the time this morning to hear about what you're doing among our state legislatures, and as well as we pray for our local leaders that you would be using them for your honor and glory, and help us to be respectful citizens, constantly praying for them. Pray for our military. We're thankful for those that serve, and we ask for their protection as well as clarity of mission, and help them, and especially those downrange, in being in harm's way. We ask that you would bring alongside of them individuals to lead them to Christ, to strengthen their faith. Father, as we receive an offering from your people, we ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, for both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. I'm going to ask Jarvis to come up. He is, at one point, he and I went through membership class together. It stuck for me. He decided to, maybe family, some family things came up, but they relocated to Gettysburg, so we commissioned them a bit. And he has been very faithful for the calling of God on his life. We're both our seminary graduates from the West Coast. You from Master Seminary and me from Western, and he has been faithful also to nudge us to get an update of the calling that God's placed on his life in our state capital. And so, Jarvis, the time is yours as you share with us about what you do up here.
Thank you. As Jim and I spoke briefly the other night at the ball game, I asked how much time I have this morning, and he said, take as much time as you need. He may regret that. No. So Capital Commission, I know I've been here, I think this is my third time since I started this. This is going into my sixth session of the legislature here that I've been doing this ministry. And Capital Commission, for those that may be new or weren't here one of the previous times, is a national organization. We place pastors in state capitals across the United States. I think we're in close to 30 state capitals currently, and still seeking to expand. Obviously, our goal would be all 50. One of we take our key verse from 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, not surprisingly. It says, first of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. So obviously, with contained within that, those verses, it's a call to prayer for salvation for all that we know, but specifically, it singles out our political leaders. And so that is a big focus of our ministry, is prayer. And so I'm going to use three P's kind of to describe my ministry. The first one, prayer. And the need for prayer for our political leaders is great. There's a spiritual battle going on. Each year I put out a prayer guide, and I do have some out in the foyer. It's usually designed as a bulletin insert. I don't know if you guys have used that already or not. And then I usually get a pictorial prayer guide put out as well, but with 35 new legislators, not all the pictures have been updated yet. So as soon as that comes, I will update that as well. And then as a ministry, as an organization, we have a prayer tool called Pray 1 Tim 2. So if you go online to pray1tim2.org, you can sign up to receive an email every day. So on that email every day, there'll be a handful of political leaders focused on our state that you can pray for with some prayer prompts. So it's just a way to help you remember to pray for your political leaders. And praying with and for legislators is a big part of my ministry as well. And so every week when I'm in the Capitol, I spend time, a lot of time, praying with different leaders, whether it's legislators or constitutional officers, even some staff that I meet with weekly during the legislative sessions. So there's a number of different legislators, but one in particular that I think of over time, it's gotten to, they have an office. Not all legislators have an office. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I have an office, and so it's a lot easier to get some private time with those who have an office. And he welcomes me with, come in, let's pray, right? That's his welcome to me. Others, I think of one constitutional officer in particular that I met early on in the ministry, even as I was contemplating whether to do it or not, and has been just a great support for me. So every week we meet and pray together for each other, for the ministry, for what's happening in the Capitol. They have a couple decades of experience in the Capitol. And so they're an encouragement to me as well as just praying for people in general. With the impeachment hearing this last summer, I was able to meet with a bunch of individuals leading up to that event, both weekend before, the evening before, the morning of the trial, meeting with different individuals who were involved in that. And several spoke to me following that, just how much they valued that time, that ministry. Recently, this last week, I was able to open the house in prayer, and again, a number of legislators just thanking me for praying for them and for just that ministry. was also invited to open the Senate Majority Caucus with a scripture reading and prayer here within the last couple of weeks. So prayer with and for legislators is a huge part of ministry. Another P is presence. The value of being there is underrated. I cannot count the number of times legislators have thanked me for being there. They comment frequently how encouraged they are when they see me in the Capitol, in the hall, or sitting in upstairs in the gallery or in a committee session. I greet the legislators as they go into caucus each week and as they enter the chamber for session, and often get pulled aside for someone to share a prayer request that they have. One individual indicated to me that they wanted to talk and later between meetings and shared a struggle that they were having, and I was able to then text them some scripture, and they just relayed to me how important that was. It was just what they needed, they said. And so just being able to be present allows you to minister. This last week, as I was walking between different rooms in the Capitol, I ran into a legislator who pulled me aside, and this particular legislator had a lot of stuff going on, stuff that had even been in the news, and had some pretty big issues. And just being able to spend probably 20 minutes really listening to them, they really needed a listening ear, someone who was there for them and was not going to in any way use it in any sort of political way. And so being there, just being present, has opened so many doors to ministry over the years. And then the third one is proclamation. The proclamation of the Word of God is another key component of ministry. Throughout the ministry across the United States, it's our kind of design to do expositional Bible studies. And so this is my sixth session having a Bible study in the Capitol. It's also the fifth session that I've had two Bible studies. And so every week there are two different Bible studies, an early morning one, 7 a.m., and that's open to anybody in the Capitol. So legislators, constitutional officers, staff, lobbyists, and there's some from every group that are there every week. And so being able to spend a half hour working through a passage of scripture. And then in the evening, I have a legislator-only study. That's off-site. It's for legislators only. And since it's at the end of the day, time constraints aren't as big. And so that one will usually go at least an hour. And so we walk through the Bible study for that time, but also being able to share some prayer requests and spend time praying together and for each other. And over the years, it's been such a impactful point of ministry for me, as you see all these legislators and they don't always agree with each other, obviously. But they come together, right? And to be able to share, be comfortable enough to share requests with people that you may have disagreed with that day, right? And to pray for one another. That to me was a big part of the ministry over the years, is just seeing that dynamic take place. So with those Bible studies, I also have a written version of the Bible study. So, and I have some copies in back if you haven't seen those before. And so every week I write out the Bible study as well, and I distribute that. So all 105 legislators get that every week. And then I also take it around all the offices in the Capitol and distribute it there. So I'll go through a couple hundred plus Bible studies every week that are distributed throughout the Capitol. And so even those who don't come to Bible study, and there's quite a large number that have not been to Bible study in person, but they tell me every year, right, that they're reading it. I've had a number of legislators tell me that they take it home, they read it with their spouse, and just how much it means to them each week to get that Bible study. In fact, I got a legislator this session who does some pulpit supply, and he tells me, well, thanks for the preaching material. And so he's taken what we've gone through in Bible study and used it as he's done some pulpit supply as well. Last year there was a neat story. I got a text or an email from one of the secretaries in one of the offices asking if she could get another copy of the Bible study. They had needed more than what I had dropped off in the office. And so when I went back in and she told me the story that there was a person from the women's prison who does maintenance, house cleaning, that type of thing. As they clean the office, they would pick up a Bible study, and they were taking it back to the women's prison, sharing it with a cellmate, who then mailed it to a boyfriend in Hawaii. So you never know, right? You never know. God's word does not return void. It's amazing what the word of God, the effect that it can have. And so, so the proclamation is very important, obviously, to the changing of hearts and minds. And so, 2 weeks ago, also, I was able to give out study Bibles to 35 new legislators. So, when I started this over 5 years ago, that was one of my goals. And so, every legislator in the last 5 years. Has received a study Bible, plus constitutional officers, and Supreme Court, and a few other individuals. And so I think I'm probably have given out 180 study Bibles as well over the years. And so, and I get stories on those too, as they get taken home and spouses and family members use them as well. And so the word of God is being proclaimed as well. And so I'll just leave you with a couple prayer requests. The biggest challenge probably this session is getting to know those 35 new legislators, right? So over the years, some of those that have been there the whole time that I have been there, I've gotten to know really well. But those 35 new ones in 1 year is a lot to get to know of, as they have a very hectic, very busy schedule, a lot of demands on their time. So getting to know them during this season is a challenge. And so if you can pray for me about that, and just continue to pray for your legislators as well. And again, there's different materials in the back if you want to check out that table in the foyer. Thank you.
Thank you, Jarvis, and I know he will be around. You're staying for a while. So if you'd like to connect with him, because he also would love to have individuals support him and the ministry that God has called him to. Let me pray for you, Jarvis. Heavenly Father, as we have been reminded that to pray for our leaders, but you also raise up individuals, and we're thankful for the call you've placed on Jarvis's life to invest in our legislature, the legislative leaders, constitutional office staff, uniquely placed. It reminds us of individuals throughout Scripture, Nehemiah being one, being at the right hand of the king. So, Father, we ask that each week you would give him safety and travel, but also wisdom and insight in the different appointments you bring his way. Father, we ask that you would also supply his needs. Thankful for you making sure that when you call us, you support and supply. So, Father, we just ask that you would bless the word that that Jarvis proclaims, that the Bibles that he gives out would, as we reminded, would not return to you void. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, thank you, Jarvis, for sharing with us a little update here this morning. It's always good to hear of the work that's being done, even locally. I know it's important. We don't often think about the presence that you have there and all that you do, and that long day of, you know, you have a lot that you do in one day that we don't think of how that gets done. So thank you for your dedication and your time that you put into that. Let's stand in worship this morning. Fewer in number up here this morning as than we normally are. I also want to thank Janelle for jumping over to fill in on the piano for us.
Give us clean hands.
Heavenly Father, in the reminder of these lyrics that you are indeed holy, you are separate from us, you are perfect, and yet you have called us to be a part of your family. Father, you do desire, as a reminder from 1 Peter, that just as you are holy, though we cannot be as holy as you, you call us to be set apart and pure. Father, I pray for our time together this morning, that our hearts would be prepared, that your word would soak into our lives, and that we would put it into practice. In Jesus' name, amen.